Okay, we are back live here from the beautiful surroundings of Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. It's part of our Your Voice, Your Community. It's in association with Commissioner Mann, but it's something we've been wanting to do for quite some time in any case. Now, we have members of the Ergel Sextet with us now. We're going to have some live music for you, which is very exciting. But first, we're going to speak to a member of the Ergel Sextet. That is Orla Doherty. Good morning to you, Orla.
Good morning.
And what is that you're holding?
This is a tenor saxophone.
Very good. What a beautiful instrument, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Just in terms of the aesthetics.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Okay, I mean, you're going to be performing us very, very shortly, but
yeah.
We're here at the... we're at Cancer Care West here in Letterkenny, and like one in two of us, and maybe even more of us throughout our lives, have experience of cancer as well, Orla.
Yes, correct. And I first started attending the centre last year. I got a diagnosis in November, December of 22 of breast cancer, and was referred on to the various services. So I first came here early in 2023, in the early stages of my treatment, and got huge benefits from attending here.
And what is it about this place that's special for you?
Well, when I was first invited to come for counselling here or to avail of the various services, my initial thought was, I'm doing fine. I actually don't feel the need of counselling. But because I was going through chemo and couldn't go very many places, I thought, well, it'll be a morning out or an afternoon out, and I might learn something. So I felt quite not in need of it, but, you know, it might be interesting, I thought. And it was a very interesting experience, because when I turned up and I was sitting in the waiting area, and I had up until then been, I suppose, trying to be very strong, as some of your previous, you know, people have spoken about. But when I sat here, there was something about the decor, the ambience, the general atmosphere here, that I suddenly welled up with tears before I had even spoken to the counsellor in here. And that, I suppose, showed me that I actually needed
that
somewhere.
Was like a release of sorts,
yes,
was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
and
wow.
It just felt like a very safe space. And that has continued to be my experience.
Lovely.
Out in the world, you're trying to be strong. I've had great support from family and friends.
But we can be a bit vulnerable in here.
We can, absolutely.
It's all right, that's
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely, and we can let it all go. And it has helped me. One of the things that I hadn't thought about when I was starting this was, there's the cancer and all of that, all of what, how that impacts on you physically, but there's also normal life going on in the background and all of the challenges that come at us.
So true, yeah.
In the normal run, yes, of things. So there were days when I came here and during my one-to-one sessions with either Maria or John, when cancer wasn't mentioned, but everything else that was going on, that,
yes,
was really dragging me down, and some of my darkest days. So it was an absolute godsend for me.
Wow,
it was
okay.
A life raft for me through last year and into the start of this year.
Orla, lovely to speak to you. I can't wait to hear you. That's Orla Doherty there. I think we're also going to speak to Sean. So, Sean, are you going to come down and have a quick chat? Orla's going to take her position. Sean McCarron is leader of the Ergel Sextet. Sean, how are you?
Good, yeah.
Good to have you with us. What's the
crack?
Thank
you very much. Thank you for having us.
Talk to us about the Sextet. It's relatively new in its current formation, is it?
It is indeed, yeah. I've always wanted to have a saxophone, the family, you know, the saxophone family, doing work that string quartets might do at weddings and parties and stuff. So I've always wanted that. So this is a good opportunity for us to start this fledgling outfit.
How many live performances have there been so far on the radio?
This is the first on the radio.
We have an exclusive.
And this is the first.
Excellent. Of all.
Yeah.
Okay. How exciting. Brilliant. Sextet. What's a sextet?
It actually would be called a sextet.
Right.
Six people. Quartet, sextet.
So there's six of you normally?
No. We...
Are you playing with words here?
Exactly.
It is
a play with words. It's just to have the word saxophone in it.
Okay. So this is really exciting. So we're going to get the first play. Have you had experience of this place
No, I haven't. No, okay.
So what? If that's a good answer to the question, what's your impressions of it? You're in the same boat as I am.
Certainly very lively. Certainly very lively.
It's very homely and comforting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are very few of us who are untouched by.
Oh no, I get you.
Cancer, you know, and it is. It's as great to have a place like this, you know, for people to come to and to experience the help and the outreach, you know.
Super stuff, right, Sean? Get up there.
Anything
else you want to add?
Yeah, we are available for work, so I'll leave a number.
Hang on a second now. What kind of work?
Well, wedding. Early part weddings.
I'm the king of plugs. So, yeah. You know.
Early part weddings and parties and stuff. We are available. So
brilliant. Okay.
I'll leave a number with.
Well. This is it.
Thank you very much, Greg.
We are going to get the first live performance here on the radio. That is super stuff. Just turn it, lift, rotate. Yeah, just want to make sure. Yes, we're right on there. Just up a little bit higher. And are you all ready, guys? Yep. Okay, this is the first performance of the Ergel Saxtet. And take it away whenever you're ready. Well done. That was absolutely fantastic. Some of the other choices we had were Fly Me to the Moon. That would have been nice too. Look forward to that one when you're performing next. Autumn Leaves or Billy Joel for the Longest Time. That's just a sample of the work of the Ergel Saxtet. They are newly formed but already sounding fantastic. And don't forget, if you want to book them, Sean's going to give us a number and we'll pass that on. Is that right, Sean? I'm sure you're going to be really busy. I can imagine me walking into a reception of a wedding, glass of wine in my hand maybe, and you know, Fly Me to the Moon in the background. Very impressive. All right, and something different as well. 086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number, or you can give us a call on 074 91 25,000. Bridie says, I'd be lost without this service. They help me deal with everything I'm going through my journey for the second time. Patricia works so hard in the background making sure we all have appointments that are needed. Elaine, John and all the gang keep me as positive as I can be. And that's just a further sample of the positive impact this place is having on people's lives. Well done, Elaine. Cancer Care West, a fabulous lady and therapist and support. Great sense of humour and so nice to our clients as well. Hi, Greg. As part of your show today, please could you mention the good and new cancer bus service to Galway, taking patients to their appointments from all over the county, leaving Letterkenny at 6 a.m. on Monday morning and returning on a Friday, taking over 4 hours one way. 12 months of the year through frost, snow, storms, patients staying at the cancer care facility, Cancer Care West facility. Liam, thank you for that. Thank you all. And your lovely guests for a lovely, calming, informative and very positive programme. Well, that is our pleasure. A caller says he got his treatment in St. Luke's in Dublin, where they see so many Donegal people. It shows how much cancer is in Donegal. And listen, there's a lot of cancer everywhere, and particularly on the Western Seaboard. There's statistics that point to that quite specifically. A caller asks, is there a financial services for cancer patients for financial aid? It's really expensive to travel for treatment and different expenses that need to be considered. That's something we have discussed on this programme before in different formats. We will certainly return to that in the future. A caller says she attends Cancer Care West and Elaine's treatment for lymphedema is brilliant, and best wishes to all the staff, John, Patricia and Sinead. One last one here. Greg, I'm sure you feel very privileged to be among a wonderful group of people in a wonderful service this morning. Yes, we all do, in fact. As a user of Cancer Care West Letterkenny, can I add that they were truly a lifeline for me when I received a shock diagnosis 12 months ago. From the talking therapies to the groups I attend, the support in CCW goes beyond the call. I'm a user that felt I would never be comfortable attending such groups, but I feel I have to say that the respect, dignity, kindness and time that CCW gives is sincere, true and heartfelt. It offers a safe space where it is okay to say I'm not feeling okay, as often we're trying to protect our loved ones at home. Thank you sincerely to the whole team in CCW for what you do so very well. Thank you, Greg, for hosting the show today and spreading awareness of this incredible service. Anne-Marie, thank you for taking so much time to send such a lovely, detailed message. It is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio, and we have more guests on the way. But first, let's take a quick break.
The brand new Therapy Clinic Letterkenny is celebrating with a grand opening from 6 to 8pm on Thursday, July 25th. Come down and explore the brand new Irish-owned clinic. The 5,000 square foot clinic and the expert team are offering customers a wide range of aesthetic treatments such as anti-wrinkle injections, laser hair removal, advanced skin treatments and free consultations. To find out more, visit therapyclinic.com.
House to Home, Bridge End, Donegal. Our modest front door opens onto two floors of Irish-made furniture, suites, beds, mattresses, dining and occasional furniture. Step into our showroom and see how we can transform your house into a home. House to Home furniture, flooring, slide robes and interiors, Bridge End, Donegal.
Is that the new Opel?
Yes, of course.
Does it really look that good?
Yes, of course.
Is it fun to drive?
Yes, of course.
Is it packed with smart tech?
Yes, of course.
Can I test drive it right now at Heron Auto Opel?
Yes, of course.
The new Opel Corsa, now available. See heronopel.ie for details.
Michael Murphy Sports has you covered for all your training and match day essentials. From GAA training jerseys to shorts, socks, mouthguards, gloves and top training equipment. Hone your skills with multi-sport goalposts or sharpen your aim with football and hurley rebounders at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Looking to advance your career? At Atlantic Technological University, we can help you. Choose from over 370 online and part-time courses across Donegal, Sligo, Galway and Mayo. Build accredited qualifications in science, health, engineering, computing, business, education, design and more. From short courses to masters, study in a supportive learning environment designed to suit you. Apply now at atu.ie/flexible learning. ATU. Embark on your learning journey your way.
Highland Radio Time Checks, brought to you by Airgrid, the operator and developer of Ireland's electricity grid. Airgrid, powering up communities, powering up Ireland. The time is...
It's 18 minutes past 11. Welcome back. Good morning, Lisa Gallagher.
Good morning.
How are you keeping?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's
nice
good
to
have you in. Lisa, we've spoken before.
We have.
Yeah, and it's great to see you. You look fantastic.
Yeah, hair's coming back. I think last time I spoke to you, I had no hair.
Really?
Yes.
I am the least observational person you will ever meet.
I think I was on the phone, so you wouldn't have seen me.
Well, that explains a lot, Lisa. So how have you been keeping? You, relatively recent diagnosis, isn't it? You've had to pack an awful lot in a year and a bit.
Yes, I got my diagnosis in March last year. And I had two operations. I've had chemo and radiation. I finished my treatment in December.
And how's it's a big? Does it play a big toll on you, the treatment?
Oh yes. You're still recovering. Like, yeah. I think that up to 2 years, you know, before you kind of start. Mm. Apparently, until you start feeling yourself again.
How important do you think it is that people give them that space to recover? You know, from the actual treatment itself to get back to as best as they can be.
It's hard to know because you're kind of trying to get your head around it and trying to start feeling normal, and you want to take part in normal activities because you haven't done anything for a year. So it's nice to kind of get back and sort of socialise, but it's like baby steps. It takes time.
Yes, yeah, says the woman who set a September target to get back to work.
Yeah,
that's quite a leap, not a baby step, Lisa. Practice what you preach, dear.
A dive in the pool.
No, but it's nice, isn't it? It's you've said that, and if you achieve it, fantastic. And if you need a bit more, that's fine too. You're another person that avails of the Tai Chi, Pilates, reflexology, massage, on top of the counselling. Are those sort of things that you had done before, or has this come into your life as part of your healing process?
It's kind of part of my self-care. I didn't even know this place existed before, obviously, my diagnosis. And it's like a godsend, finding this place and everybody here and all the support, or, you know, to have the reflexology, to have all the treatments, the massage, the Tai Chi, the Pilates. I mean, it's just really helped me, like, physically and emotionally, and also to meet other people who've been through similar experiences. Mm. And it's making those kind of connections with people, because although you've got your friends and family and, you know, they're supporting you as much as they can, unless you've been through the journey, you don't know kind of what it really feels like.
And do you, I mean, obviously this classes are scheduled and stuff, but do you find you dip in when you need it most, so that you know when yourself, do you know what, I think I might head down to the centre today?
Well, there was times when I was going through my chemo and I had my reflexology booked in, and I could like barely get myself out of bed and drag myself up the stairs. My thing when I used to come here is like, I'm not taking the lift. I'm always going to use the stairs. Yes, that was always my challenge. Yeah. And sometimes that was a big challenge. But once I'd come in and I had my reflexology, I would feel amazing afterwards. Mm. You know, so you might not feel like it at the time, but once you have the treatment, it really does lift you and make you feel better.
Oh, that's lovely, Lisa. I'm delighted to see you looking and feeling so well. I know you've got a bit of the journey. It's an ongoing thing to go. But we really appreciate your time. Stay where you are, though, just for the moment.
Thank you, Graham.
Graham Thompson is with us as well. Hi, Graham.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What about you?
I'm doing not so bad myself.
I think I've put reverb on your mic. Do you sing? Because this mic is... Do you know where the reverb button is? No? Anyway, there's reverb on your mic, so you're not in a tunnel. Non-Hodgkin's and lymphoma. What is that, and how did you find out?
Well, it developed where I basically was getting tumours on the bone. And what was happening was I had weakened the bone, and I had very simple slips and just balanced myself, and I got fractures through the back. So I went for scans to see, and they found the fact that there was a tumour. They found a slight, what could be a tumour, and then they did a full scan and they found a massive tumour on the back.
Wow, and what was that like, being told that?
It was okay. It was a surreal moment, but it was okay. I coped with it better than you would. I think it's one of those things that you always think in your head, how would you cope?
And then
when I got there and I was told, I was okay. I was okay with it. It was telling the family was the emotional part. So if you have a little girl and you have to tell her you have to go through chemo and you're looking into their eyes, you know, and...
It doesn't get much tougher than that.
It's hard. Yeah. And she gave me the biggest hug. And she was really, it was really so good to have that support from the family.
And in to get was me it through. Your wife kind of made the first inquiries about this place, or how
did that happen? So, because it was during COVID, your partner really wasn't allowed to come in.
Yes.
So you were very isolated. And it meant that your partner wasn't being kept up to date, and you had to keep your partner up to date. She was passing, and she was very upset. I was up getting bloods, actually, done in the hospital. She was passing, she'd seen the sign, and she came in and talked to the nurse, and that helped her. And it was the first time we got documentation.
Isn't that amazing? So you were up getting bloods, she couldn't go in with you, just happened to buy and walked up.
She'd seen the sign, and she said, okay, you know this, I'm going to go up. And then the following week, I also came with her to go to talk to the nurse. And that was really where we started to feel that we're starting to get control over the diagnosis. Because when you're in the hospital, they tend to just... It's one after the other. You know, it feels like you're in a machine.
It's a clinical setting, right? And they deal with an awful lot of people. So what do you avail of here? Obviously the chats and stuff. There's a men's group. How's that? It's a group of guys you get together. I presume you know you're at different stages, so you can help a guy out if they're at the beginning, or maybe there's someone ahead of you and you can chat and run it through.
So initially, when John put it together, who's fantastic, by the way, he gets you through so many tight spots. I couldn't talk highly enough of the man. He tried to put us together with people with similar experiences. If you have to go through like extreme chemo and your hair's falling out, my beard fell out.
Wow.
You know, just one morning, just
gone.
Boom. Mm. And it just comes out.
Which is just, and you know, people get that with the hair as well. It's one of the you know, you're standing in the shower and it's, I've talked to women. And it's interesting to get a guy's perspective as well. Who, of all of it, that was the worst part for them, the hair falling out. Isn't it funny how it affects
people? I'm not going to say it was the worst part.
No,
there was plenty of other things that was worrying.
No, but it can be.
But it's the sign that you are going through something that is so extreme, and that your body's coping with something that's so extreme, that your hair starts to fall out, and it's quite worrying. However, the hair in the nose fell out, and I quite enjoyed not having any hair on the nose.
Well, listen, we could talk for an hour, but you've been through the ringer, particularly with COVID, having to go in on your own, probably a longer diagnosis than it should have been, and of course you went through an intensive treatment program. How are you now? How are you getting on now?
Really, really well. I'm fairly much back to, I'm not going to say normal, because there's still aches and pains there. And you're never going to come out the other side of it. The other part is that going through chemotherapy, it's a very humbling experience. So it really alters your perspective. So it's just, you know, you're sitting there and you're getting chemo, and then you're looking around at all these sick people, and you don't consider yourself being sick in that room. And you're so sympathetic and empathetic to everybody else in that room that you take the onus off yourself completely, because you don't see yourself as being sick. But it's an odd experience.
But I suppose it's our mind works with us and against us at times, and maybe that's part of it working with us. And your cancer, incredibly rare as well.
Yeah.
I think, what, 4 a year? A diagnosis?
There's roughly about four that get this type where it's on the bone. Usually it's within the lymphatic system. So this was rare to get it on the bone, and it has its own... I'm very lucky, by the way, by the fact of it just took extreme chemo to get rid of it.
Yeah, okay, listen, thank you for that. We also have Dr. Nasrullah Zeeshan, who's originally from Pakistan, in Ireland since February 2022. And I thought, Doctor, initially I was going to be speaking to you as a medical professional, which of course you are, but you are also a person that had to spot symptoms in yourself.
Yeah, so, I mean, what happened to me initially was I was working in a hospital in a distant county, and then what happened to me, slowly I experienced symptoms like night sweats, fever, and I stopped eating. My appetite was really, really poor, and as a consequence of that, I lost quite a bit of weight. And initially, I didn't pay much heed to that, those symptoms. I thought maybe it's just an infection and it can go away. I took a course of antibiotic, and maybe it masked the fever for a week or so. Then the fever reappeared and it never went away. So I came to know that something is definitely wrong, and then I went to the hospital, got bloods and scans done, and initially the diagnosis was very much overwhelming for me because it was stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. And
what does that mean? Because my understanding is that non-Hodgkin lymphoma is generally very treatable. In the earlier stages, is it, or even at stage 4 stage?
Yeah, if you go through medical statistics, it will tell you that Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can be similar in initial symptoms, but Hodgkin's lymphoma is a more treatable and more treatable form of the lymphoma. It has, even if it's in fourth stage, the prognosis, the chances of survival are much better as compared to any other forms of cancer. So this was the only thing that gave me a really good hope, to be honest. Otherwise, stage 4 lymphoma already spread throughout my body, in my bones, in my spleen. It was a big overwhelming news for me.
Yeah. How important then was it to get involved in the services of Cancer Care Northwest then?
Yeah, so when I started my treatment, I was told that this treatment can give you this and that sort of life-threatening side effects. I was very much scared. And then to the hospital, I was referred to Cancer Care West. I got very good support from my family initially, and the hospital, the doctors, and the psychologists in the hospital. Then I can't thank Cancer Care West enough, because they were of great help, to be honest. I mean, they were of great help. The sessions, the talk here with a great psychologist, John, Patricia, and the fellows who are going through maybe the similar experiences as me, and who were through the different stages of cancers. And they told me that with good support, you can beat cancer like us. And that was too much encouraging for me.
Brilliant. And you're feeling good now?
Yeah. Thanks God. Thanks Almighty. And thanks to Cancer Care West and the doctors in Letterkenny University Hospital who treated me. I am back. I am back to myself.
Guess who's back?
Yes. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Brilliant. That's fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
And I suppose as a doctor, to be on the other end of it must have been a bit weird for you as well.
Yes. I mean, as a doctor, usually I was at the giving end of the treatment, and now being diagnosed with cancer and starting treatment in September last year, being at the receiving end of the treatment, initially it was not a great experience for me. Being poked with needles every now and then, that was the worst part.
There's about 15,000 listeners going, now he knows how it feels. Listen, I'm delighted, Doctor, that you're feeling well.
Yes,
and back at work, we need you. Dr. Nasrullah Zeeshan, I beg your pardon. Lisa Gallagher, great to speak to you again. Best wishes for your next stage and getting back to work in September. All right, great stuff. And it's been really nice speaking to you too as well, Graham. All right, thank you so very much indeed. Take care, all of you. All right, it is the 9 till noon show. It's a very special show. I didn't realise how special it was going to be until I actually came here. And we are broadcasting live from Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. It's part of Your Voice, Your Community. By the way, if you want to help the work that this association, this organisation does, and you want to get out for a walk, and I've been roped into it too now, don't forget Noel Cunningham's Donegal Caminos coming up at the start of September. They raised 80 grand last year. And they're hoping to go to 100 this year. And you can check out Donegal Camino Dot.ie for more information. We were supposed to hear from Ben Sweeney and Airfryers, but it's not running, so if anyone back at base wants to check out what's going on there. Right, okay, let's continue with our conversations, and we'll say hello first to Conor McDermott, who's doing a charity cycle in aid of Cancer Care West. I'm doing fantastic. So what are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm setting off on August 8th on my bicycle and going from Auchnagelvin Hospital, cycling down to Galway, the University Hospital and Cancer Care West down there, and then back up and finishing here in Letterkenny.
We would have let you away with starting in Galway and just coming up the road, but you decided to make it a little bit more difficult. And I suppose it's a triangle of where many of us get our treatments as well. Which
precisely,
is,
that's
it's
exactly.
No coincidence.
So it's the word I've heard all the day here today. It's a journey. So this is a bit of a different journey, but more. I suppose an elective one that I'm doing voluntarily, as opposed to a journey where a cancer sufferer has to make.
Yeah, for sure.
And particularly a Donegal-based cancer sufferer as well. It's an arduous journey.
Are you going off the beaten track on this, or are you using the traditional road? Someone says the cycle will be off the beaten track.
Well, I suppose logistically, as we know, going from particularly going from Letterkenny to Galway isn't the best road in Ireland by a long shot.
No, for sure.
But, yeah, I'll be pretty much doing it on my own, so it's going to be local roads. But I'm blessed because I wouldn't be a professional cyclist, but I've family and friends who are helping me out and setting those routes out, and my sister-in-law, Una, is doing all that tracking. So.
Yeah. And, you know, as it was evident in your family and through Elaine, because of our geographical location, often there's an awful lot of travel involved, isn't there?
Huge.
In just getting better.
And, it is. Suffering cancer is tough enough. Unfortunately, in Donegal, I think Jim McGuinness called us a republic up here a couple of weeks ago after that Galway game. But yeah, you have to make that journey. And Cancer Care West is brilliant there because logistically, the bus can bring you down on a Monday morning. You might have radiotherapy treatment, 15, 20 minutes. And without the lodge, people would have such a financial burden and the logistical burden. And yes, it would be fantastic if that facility was all here in Letterkenny, and it's not. But definitely the roads could be definitely improved.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's 30K of 80K.
Yeah, but you've two jobs here, raising money and raising awareness, because even this morning there's people learning about this facility. We're going to talk to one of them in a sec. I just want you to tell people how they can get, how they can back you.
Yeah, so everything has been done. I've set up an iDonate page through Cancer Care West, so I can share that link. And every single penny that goes into them is going to go to Cancer Care West.
You send it to us, and we'll get it up on our social media as
well. Appreciate that. Thank you, Greg.
And as I say, it's no coincidence that the Derry, Letterkenny, Galway triangle there. All right. Frankie Doherty is with me too. Frankie, how are you?
Not so bad. Great.
And this is your first time coming here. Tell us how you ended up here.
Well, I ended up here. Simple reason, I was listening to Highland Radio. And heard advertised yesterday, and I was sitting listening to the program this morning, and listened to some of the people who were on, some of the people who would have came through treatment, who would have given me treatment. I'm in treatment up here in Letterkenny for the last 4 years, and going well. And so some person on this morning talking about treatment every 3 weeks every 3 weeks, and a scan every 3 months. That's exactly the same road that I'm on, and everything going great, fantastic. But I wasn't aware that this facility was here at all till this morning.
Well, it's nice, as you say, I think you recognise maybe an awful lot of your experience in other people's voices today, and this is an opportunity for you to come up here and avail of these services too. It's hard to manage everything on your own sometimes, even when we've got people around us, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean by that.
No, it's been a good journey for me so far. I've been very lucky. The cancer I have is lung cancer, and the treatment's working, and long may it continue.
Brilliant. Okay, well, lovely to see you. I know you're calling to see us at Highland. Nice to see you down here as well. Yeah. Will you be back here?
I will do. Okay. I was talking to the girl coordinating it, and she told me that there's no group now till September. So certainly will be back in September.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. Well, fantastic stuff. And do you want to add something there, Connor?
If I could, please. Greg, I mentioned all the support I'm getting. I'm a novel cyclist on this, but I am getting a bit of local support. DMG Motors are giving us a van. Sister Sarah's next door are helping us out. And Tinny Oil are supporting us a bit as well. So appreciate all that.
Another reminder as to why it's important to support local businesses, because it is they that dig us out when we need them, their help the most. Okay. Listen, well done to you. Let us know closer to time and we'll give it another big plug, of course. Thank you very much, Frankie. Good to see you. A caller says her late husband had cancer and they spent a lot of time in the lodge, and the care and kindness and support is unforgettable. Greg, where could I get a pack? My husband is a CASM patient. He's on steroids and has very light skin. He'd love to get one of the packs. Thank you, Greg. That comes in from Mary. Well, we'll get one of those. Let me see what time. Yeah, well, I'll take a break so you can set it up. Forever, what matters most. Listen, we'll sort something out there. Leave that with me, okay? Greg, it's just marvellous that you're doing the show today from CCW. Just so uplifting to hear all the wonderful good stories and success. Blessings to everyone. And that's it. And it's tough, right? But there's support and there's hope and there are people here that want to help you. A lot of people calling us. They don't know where Cancer Care West is. Can you give directions? And can we call in any time or is it by appointment only? Where's John? John, come over here a second, John. I have to answer a question here. John, it's just a question. You can be off mic. Do people have to make an appointment or can they just call in here?
Both. They can actually just call in if they so choose, just for a drop-in.
Yeah.
And then fairly immediately we can set up an appointment either with myself or with my colleague.
Yeah.
Or even.
But just call in the first instance.
Yes.
Like Frankie just did.
Yeah.
And also, how would you describe the location?
Sorry?
Where are we? If someone was travelling here, how did they find it? Upstairs?
Upstairs, second floor, Pierce House. Beside the Chili Shaker restaurant, opposite Tesco's, that's pretty much us.
Okay, well, if you said to be opposite Tesco's, it wouldn't be here I'd end up, but I take your point. Next door...
people usually is beside the Chili Shaker restaurant.
Okay,
really.
Brilliant.
Or beside Sister Sarah's. So yeah. That's
you won't miss it.
And geography is not my strong suit.
Well, you
psychology
you,
is, but geography,
well, you speak to the wrong person. Listen, thanks, John, because I'm worse than you are. I can guarantee you that. Right, we've got three more lovely guests to chat to. Okay, can't believe we're almost at the end of the programme. But we still have guests for you to meet. The weather mostly cloudy for a time today with a little light rain, drizzling, some mist in places. Have to be careful with that one. However, some good spells of sunshine will develop through the afternoon. Some scattered showers will develop too. Some will be heavy. You see, this is an Ulster weather forecast rather than a northwest specific one, so I think the weather's going to be better than that. We're in the last segment of the 9 till noon show. We're live from Cancer Care West in Letterkenny as part of the Your Voice, Your Community in association with Commissioner Mann. And if you want to be here or get here, we are just next to the Chili Shaker, lovely restaurant. And just down from Sister Sarah is kind of the next building up to the left as you face on. And it's very welcoming. Call in and you can have a wee chat. And if anything needs to be arranged, well, then so be it. That'll be grand too. Margaret, a Cancer Care West service user. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you, Greg?
I'm okay. Now, you gave me a warning. That'd be nice to you. How am I doing so far?
You're doing very well.
Good. You're doing well, too. Don't worry about that. Right. So, what do you do here?
What do I do? Well, I had a cancer diagnosis 3 years ago. And after surgery and radiotherapy, I suffered very badly with neuropathy. And in the oncology ward, they suggested I contact Cancer Care West, which I did. And the lovely Patricia, who always meets and greets us here, welcomed me on board and organised for me to start a course of reflexology, which helped me greatly. And then I discovered all the other facilities they had here, which was marvellous. John runs our cancer support group, which I have found invaluable.
Why is it so? Why has that worked? Or why does it work for you? Is it the kinship? Is it people understanding you? Or?
Yes. Well, there's a mix of things there. I suppose when you get a diagnosis of cancer, you it is life changing, but it's difficult to talk to other people about it initially. And you don't want to frighten your family. You try to protect your children. My family are very supportive. My children are grown up. But still, you don't want to burden them with, you know, your worries. and you find people in here who are very happy to listen to your concerns, listen to your worries, and also offer what little support they can and what advice they can, and just generally tips on how to manage your day-to-day living.
And you said people shouldn't be scared to come to Cancer West. Did you have... was part of you a wee bit reticent about...
No, I wasn't too apprehensive, but I have spoken to
people...
You've
seen it in others.
Yeah. I would be reasonably confident, and I came in very happily, but I have spoken to others who were reluctant to come initially and did join up or came for the services, whether they're the massage by Sinead or the reflexology or the Tai Chi, and they benefited greatly from them, but initially they needed... maybe a little bit of encouragement to come. And I would say to anybody that the reception you'll
just
get in here is like what you'll get in your mum's sitting room at
home.
It
is, and so many comfortable chairs. I referenced it earlier, but top quality
chairs.
And
there's people to listen to.
Yeah.
Trish will make you a cup of tea. You can have a wee cry, and we've had some great laughs here too.
I'd say so. Listen, Margaret, thank you very much for calling in. I really do appreciate it. And Caroline, if Margaret wants to move on, that's fine. If she's Kira Barber is with us as well. Hiya, Kira.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Kira. I feel like we've spoken before.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Last year.
That's right, okay. Talk to me about this place for you.
Yeah, so basically one day...
just come a wee bit closer to me.
I thought I was grand, as you do, after my chemo and radio and operation. And then I broke down one day and I rang here, found this number here, like cried. And Patricia answered the phone, and before she could even introduce herself, I was in floods of tears. And she was like, I'm just the receptionist.
I
will get you the support you need. So within like...
So you must have just been so pent up that the first person answers the phone.
Yeah, I was like, blah, 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 blah.
I love it.
Yeah, so then, since then, they've been so supportive. And John, straight away, I was in with counselling with him. And then I started Pilates here then in... probably last year, every second Wednesday, and it's been great.
Yeah.
Really,
now,
really
as
good.
I says, there's all different people from all different backgrounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're one of the youngest in the room, right?
Yeah.
So people listening that are your peers might go, well, that's not for me, but it's clear looking around.
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
So friendly.
Yeah.
So friendly and helpful. Like, I didn't think I needed help, but clearly I did. Like, but it's been great. Do you know what I mean?
And it was you I was talking about. It's not that product,
no.
But you... Because when I was speaking to this lady a little earlier on, I knew I'd spoken to someone, and now you turn up.
Yeah, so I also do wee care packages.
Yeah.
I don't have any with me today because I'm based... Today was about Cancer Care West.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right. So that's what I do as well.
It's all falling into place.
It is,
How are you feeling now?
Great. Yeah.
Do you still feel that you like to call in? And
I call in here all the time as well.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not doing the Pilates, I'd still call in if I was in Letterkenny.
But do you find that you start speaking to people maybe that aren't quite far down the road as you are? Like, do you find yourself reassuring or talking or helping other people too?
Yeah.
I just can imagine it's that type of place, isn't
it?
Where, you know, okay, brilliant.
Kira,
it's great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Avril Pearson. You are a regular here as well?
Yes, I am, Greg, yes.
Okay. You were first diagnosed in May 2023, another whirlwind year. Everything's freaking turned upside down, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it been like for you?
I think in the beginning, I was kind of slightly in denial, you know, but even though I was going through chemotherapy, that this wasn't going to affect me as much as it did. I think I had got the lump quite small, but it was aggressive, so I needed to go through chemotherapy. And I was so focused on week to week, getting through the chemotherapy and putting on a brave face for everyone, that when I first did a meeting with John, I come home and I said, you know what, this isn't for me. This, you know, I'm...
Here wasn't for you.
No, yeah.
Yeah,
I said, you know, I don't even need it. You know, I'm buzzing and like that. I found a mole on my foot and I went into free fall. I just panicked, even though the oncologist said it was nothing to worry about. My doctor said it was nothing to worry about. The nurse in Letterkenny said, you know, I think you need to speak to John. And I rang John and he was like, come in tomorrow. And I said, right, okay. And we sat down and he was like, well, you can go and you can get the mole looked about again if you want. But really, is it a, you know, I had a fear of dying, like, and once he put it simply to me, I just burst out crying like that. I think I've cried more with John than anyone in my entire life. Because you build...
You need that release, don't you?
Yeah.
You
build it up in your head and your body. Yeah. And sometimes you think you're actually fine and you're going about your day-to-day business and maybe something triggers you, like a famous person dies. And it seeps into you that, you know, this could happen to you, but you don't want to worry anyone else because you're finished chemo, you're finished radiotherapy, your hair is coming back, your eyebrows are coming back, you're looking fabulous, and you're like inside, you're going, well,
okay, brilliant.
No, yeah, and it's just great to come in here and
Tai
talk
Chi,
to everyone.
Pilates, you avail of that as well?
Yes, I've just started one class under my belt of each. I mentioned to John my balance wasn't great, and he said, I think you'd really benefit from the Pilates and the Tai Chi. So I just started them. And like that, I was kind of a bit nervous of starting them because I'm not as fit as I was from, you know, if you have lymph nodes removed and pick lines in, you lose your strength. So coming in here where people are on the same level as you and nobody's looking at you or have you the right clothes or anything, they're just so welcoming, and the instructors are very patient, and it's tailored to your ability.
Yeah.
You know, it's not advanced.
Brilliant.
And, you know, it's great.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the wee hurdles we put in our own way, don't we? Just listening to a lot of the different stories.
Absolutely.
We kind of doubt ourselves or don't trust ourselves or maybe don't back ourselves.
Yeah.
And this place backs you.
Yes.
That's what it feels like. It backs you when you don't back yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Viril, lovely to speak to you.
Thank you very much.
Continued good health to you.
Thank you.
You are both looking fabulous, by the way. It's, you know what's actually kind of interesting? Like, I've had people around me with cancer, and I know what it is and I know what it's like, but it's amazing. Like, I could walk past you two down the street, right, and you just look the picture of health.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue that you had gone through a brain tumour, that you had to teach yourself to speak again, or, Avril, what you've been through. And the struggles, you know? So, and listen, I think that's been really insightful for me. Go ahead, Avril.
It's actually if you go for radiotherapy, you actually meet people in the waiting room and you realise that there's so many people in Donegal that are going through treatments that you have no idea, and I would strongly encourage them to come here.
Right, we're going to take the last break and then we're going to come back with music. We're going to finish off with Fly Me to the Moon, yeah? Is that what we're going to do? No? I thought they... I wanted Fly Me to the Moon. All right, I'm only joking. It's all fantastic. Back after these. Okay, you are very welcome back. John, just a final goodbye. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Thanks ever so much, Greg, to you and the team, Caroline, Sharon and Mark, for coming over. Really, really appreciate the time and effort you've all taken to join us. It's been absolutely delightful, delightful morning. I really hope that everybody has had a good crack, met some new people perhaps, had a chance to hear some absolutely fantastic music. Thanks ever so much to Orla and the band. I just think they are so absolutely superb, really. And we're just so honoured to really be of assistance to people. And long may we continue to really prosper and offer really good world-class services to
and support what they're doing, folks. Please support what they're doing. It's amazing. And John, to a man and woman, people think that you're extra human. You're an amazing person. You've helped an awful lot of people. I hope you realise that. I'm sure you do.
It's very humbling, actually. I hadn't really copped on to it, Greg, to be fair.
You've touched an awful lot of people.
It seems to be. It's not, and I just want to say, it's not just me. It's not just me.
Well, let's just about you for a second. Okay, everyone else has got mentioned, right? Just for a second, it's you, John. Well done to you. We've thanked everybody else as well. Big round of applause for John.
Thanks ever so much. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
And I'm sure your staff, they'll get their plaudits in the time ahead. Right, okay. It's time for Billy Joel for the longest time. We're going to finish this with the sax tet, right? So whoever's back in space, if you want to let it run, it's up to you. It's not my, if you cut it off, be on your head, be it's not my decision. All right, here it is. All right, folks, thank you very much indeed. We're back in studio tomorrow. Take it away whenever you're ready.